You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Lately, it seems that exercise trends are just as confusing as dieting trends. With so many to choose from, I've invited my next guest to share with you which exercise trends are worth looking at and which ones to really avoid. Please welcome to the show one of the country's leading sports nutritionists who has appeared on CNN, NBC, ABC, Fox, and CBS affiliates, Marie Spano. Thank you so much for being on Wellness for Life. Thanks.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What is your opinion on which one are the most popular exercise trends that are coming up right now?
Right now, well, I think CrossFit is still incredibly popular. You know, it's a community, so it's more than just a workout. I think Bar is popular. Orange Theory is growing in popularity. And Flywheel.
What was that?
Those are all trends. Orange Theory.
I've not even heard that one. What is that?
You haven't heard of Orange Theory. Well, there are studios, and it's an intense 60-minute interval workout. So they want you to work out at a very high heart rate. And because it's intervals, it's also a variety of different exercises. You might be on a treadmill and then a bike and then jump off real quick, do some free weights, get on a TRX machine, go back to the bike. So it's very intense. So the class does go by, and you don't get bored. You're not doing the same thing. And you're burning a lot of calories because you're working hard.
Right. What was the last one you just mentioned as well?
Oh, Flywheel. And Flywheel, I feel like it's similar to spin classes, although there are separate Flywheel studios. What I love about this particular exercise is that it's low impact. It's all on the bike. And though they, obviously encourage you to work harder, you can go at your own pace. So Flywheel, to an extent, is more applicable to a large, wide variety of people. Even if you don't feel like you're in the best shape, you can still go in there and work at your own pace.
Yeah, I like the fact that you just said right there, beginners, it would be great for beginners too. And you also mentioned bar. Bar, can you explain that a little bit?
Sure.
Bar
is an interesting one because, again, separate studios, they do a warm-up, they do some very small isometric movements, so, and also a big focus on core strength. Largely women, though, they do encourage men to come. But to me, it's a combination, as you look at it, of yoga, fairly low-impact exercise, and balance moves, which, of course, yoga has balance moves as well. So you can go in there, you can alter the movements if you need to, if you have an injury, et cetera, but really great exercise and less likelihood of injury, I would say, compared to CrossFit and Orange Theory.
Got it, yeah. I just interviewed Chris Clever and on here on Radio MD, and she's a star of CrossFit. But boy, what a different type of exercise. I mean, I really recommend people who are beginners to be very careful because it's pretty intense. What do you recommend regarding that?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think you have to have a base level of fitness and know all the moves before you go in there. My biggest concerns with CrossFit is that there are a couple of Olympic moves, the snatch and the clean and jerk. And those aren't easy to master moves. In fact, I always recommend that the person who is spotting you or, examining you is USAW certified, USA weightlifting certified, and that's not the case in all CrossFit gyms. So before you go in there, know the moves, know what you're capable of, and if you have any injuries, know how to modify, and don't be afraid to modify the moves because otherwise you will set yourself up for injury.
Right, right. I know that with CrossFit, there is a specific routine and those exercises you're talking about. And I always believed in any forms of exercise, whether you go to the yoga class or even karate class, whatever it is, you really want to change the exercise for your body rather than trying to change your body for the exercise. And I find that if you do it that way, you'll have a lot less injuries. You'll feel a lot, you'll be able to learn and be into the exercise without needing to feel like that you're not going to be able to do it and feel like a failure in those exercise routines. Do you agree with that?
I agree 100%. That is the most important point. Adjust it for your body. Know your body. Know if you're injured. Know your tolerance level. Know if you're starting to feel really, really fatigued, that's when you can alter your biomechanics or your movement patterns and set yourself up for greater risk of injury. So know your body, adjust accordingly with every type of exercise. Don't let someone talk you into doing a move that maybe you're not ready for or don't feel comfortable with.
Good point. Now, these are the ones that are really hot out there. But what are the ones that are out there that you may actually say, huh, this might not be for the majority of the people?
Well, I think CrossFit fits in there, and I think Orange Theory. I think those two in particular, and then some of the exercise DVDs, but those are in your own home, so you can modify it. But in those two classes, the other thing is, since you have other people there cheering you on or, you know, competing against you, I think people are more likely to go above and beyond and do something that maybe they shouldn't be doing and increase their, you know, risk of getting injured. And you really have to have a base level of fitness, otherwise you won't make it through the class.
Right. I know. There's, you know, all over, I live in Los Angeles, all over there are these hot yoga fitness centers, hot yoga centers, where it's about 100 degrees or above. Some of them are a little lower in the temperature. And what hot yoga is, basically, they increase the temperature of the room, so you sweat really early on. And they say that it's really great for detoxing and flexibility. I, for one, with my patients, I ask them not to do so much hot yoga because of how it drains the adrenal glands. Do you think it's one of those trends that's going to stay?
You know what? That's hard to say. I think it'll stay for a while. I think yoga in general will stay. And what people love about hot yoga, like you said, you're sweating a lot, so, you know, they feel like they got a good workout. I also have some concerns about it as well because of the risk of dehydration, overheating, anyone with cardiovascular disease, you know, in a room like that doing exercise. There are some concerns. I 100% agree with you. One thing is, you know, a heated room, you may warm your body up a little bit more. I don't think it's necessary to do hot yoga. I think you can do some of the other types and still get a, you know, really good stretching in and learn some moves for balance and also some strengthening exercises.
Right. Marie, I got to tell you a story. I one time did yoga, and it wasn't even hot yoga. It was basically, there were so many people in the room that the temperature in the room was elevated by our body temperature. I mean, we had a door open and everything. But what ended up happening was, this was right after, I believe it must have been a New Year's Eve. So it was a New Year's Day yoga class. Everyone came in toxic from alcohol. This is the crazy thing. When I was doing my yoga, I actually had to leave in the middle of the class because everyone was sweating out so much toxins. The toxins were literally irritating my eyes. I have never seen anything like it. I don't drink very much. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy when you think about all the chemicals and toxins that you actually get from people around you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've been in one where it's a similar scenario, and it kind of smelled in there. And I thought, you know what, 90 minutes is way too long for this class. I could have gotten enough out of it in 45. I don't need to be here 90 minutes. It's too much.
I am so right there. I mean, it's amazing. You're right. The smell, the sweat's all over you. I mean, you know, you just got to be careful about that as well. And you mentioned something about instead of 90-45. I am a true believer that a long endurance type of exercise can actually break down your muscles and have an ill effect on your cortisol level. For the last minute, can you just say something about that as well, about the timing?
You know, the other thing I have, the concern I have, and I used to be a distance runner in college, is that long exercise, you're going to produce more free radicals. So I wonder, you know, is that okay? I think you can get the average person, if you're not competing for ultras, if you're not competing for marathons, you can get enough exercise out of shorter workouts. And in fact, the more intense, shorter workouts, you're going to burn more calories for the amount of time.
I am right there with you. Oh, gosh, there's so much I could ask you about exercise. We all love it. But thank you so much. You have great, great information. All right. I hope everyone gets my listeners up and moving today. Thank you for joining us with Marie Spano. And until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Go to MarieSpano.com, everyone.